The 14th day of the blessed month of Tude, the departure of St. Agathon the Stylite. On this day in the year 728 AD, the Holy Father Agathon the Stylite departed. This saint was from the city of Tinis. His father's name was Matra and his mother's name was Miriam. They were righteous and loved to be charitable. This saint grew up loving God, and he was inclined to the monastic life. Nevertheless, when he was 35 years old, he was ordained a priest, and he devoted himself to serving the Holy Church in perpetual prayers by day and night, and he served the people of God with all love and sincerity. He asked the Lord Christ to facilitate for him the parting from this world to go to the desert. The Lord Christ answered his request, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the form of a monk who journeyed with him to the wilderness and brought him to the monastery of St. Macarius the Great in Seat. There he met with the saints Abba Abraham and Abba Gawarga and became their disciple for 3 years. Then they ordained him a monk. He led a life of great austerity and many fasts and prayers for 7 years. He read constantly, especially in the biography of St. Simon the Stylite, and he longed to imitate him. He left Cetus after taking the permission of the elders of the monastery. He went to the nearby city of Sakha, where he dwelled in a small church. The believers built a small dwelling for him on something resembling a pillar of stone, and he went up to it. God performed many miracles through his hands, and the devils fought him, but he overcame them with prayers and making the sign of the cross. This Holy Father, St. Agathon, lived for 100 years, of which he spent 35 years in the world, 5 years as a priest in Tinis, and 10 years in the desert of Cetus, and 50 years in solitude upon the pillar near Sakha. When God wished to repose him from the labors of this world, Agathon fell sick for a short while and then delivered up his soul into the hand of the Lord. May the blessing of his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day also, the church commemorates the martyrdom of St. Felix and his sister, St. Regula, and St. Expectorantius. St. Felix and St. Regula, his sister, were from the city of Thebes, now known as Luxor, in Upper Egypt. Felix and Expectorantius joined the Theban legion, which was headed by St. Maurice, and St. Regula insisted upon accompanying her brother Felix. When the members of the Theban legion were steadfast in their faith in the Lord Christ, St. Maurice advised them to leave Agaunum. They went to Zurich, where they spread out the Christian faith. Emperor Maximian had issued his orders to kill the entire legion and also to pursue everyone related to it. The governor seized these three saints who confessed before him their faith in the Lord Christ and with their association with St. Maurice. This governor had them tortured to deny any faith, but they did not waver. Many miracles took place during the torturing of these three, such as healing them from their wounds. Many people who witnessed their tortures and their healing heard a voice from heaven saying to them, "Do not be afraid. I am with you, for your hour has come, and the crowns are ready for you, and you will have great honor among the heavenly host." Afterwards, the governor ordered that they be beheaded. Nevertheless, the three stood up after their beheading and carried their heads in their hands, and walked for about a distance of 28 yards, and then they kneeled down and fell to the ground. The people shrouded them and buried them, and built a church for them in their name in Zurich, which still exists till present time. Another church was built after their names in the place of their martyrdom in Zurich, which is an area of Switzerland. This area chose these three saints as an emblem for them. Also, the seal of the parliament of this area is the image of these three saints carrying their heads in their hands. Moreover, a large convent was built that included a church consecrated after their names, which has a part of their relics. The remainder of their relics were transferred in the year 1610 A.D. to the church of Saints Peter and Paul in the city of Andermatt in Switzerland, which still exists till now. May the blessing of their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.